It is a constitutional question. And I think if I'm reading the Supreme Court's decision correctly, it was almost a defensive move to protect, as well as an adverse effect coming out on the bonds, which would have cost all of the taxpayers across the state outside of West Warwick. Similarly to the current Central Falls problems, as the bond ratings go down, it will also have a negative effect on the other communities that perhaps are doing a better job. At what point does the state have an obligation to help protect all the other communities? It's a very technical, constitutional, legal issue. And again, I'm not a lawyer, but at some point, I believe common sense needs to, you need to step back and say, what's the lesser of all the evils? Are we completely infringing upon the sovereignty of a community to be able to run its own business and have its own bond ratings go down because it has failed to do what good fiscal leaders would do in terms of cutting costs, and their irresponsibility has an adverse impact on neighboring communities? At some point, is the state compelled to step in and rescue that community so that it doesn't hurt the rest of the state? Again, I'm not a lawyer, but I think that's the issue. And perhaps that issue needs to be addressed by the people of Rhode Island to what are those triggers, specifically as a state where we can all agree as citizens that would say, if in these particular cases, what are those triggers to state involvement to help rescue a community, so long as its people and its leadership want that assistance,